Czech Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek has ruffled Chinese feathers, having been snapped wearing a Tibetan flag badge. Mr. Topolánek wore the pin at a news conference 2 weeks ago when he announced that he would be attending this summer's Olympic Games in Beijing, but not the opening ceremony. The Chinese authorities have lodged a complaint about the gesture and summoned the Czech ambassador to Beijing for talks. Rosie Johnston has been following the story and joins me now in the studio. So Rosie, what is all this about?
Well, basically it's all about Mr. Topolánek's decision to wear a badge which had the Tibetan flag on it at a news conference 2 weeks ago. Images of him wearing the badge ended up all over the Czech TV and in all of the newspapers and have obviously attracted Beijing's attention. Mr. Topolánek said originally in August that he wasn't going to the opening ceremony of the Games precisely because of China's clampdown in Tibet, but a couple of weeks ago made the announcement that he was going to accept the Czech Olympic Committee's request or invitation for him to go to the Games in order to support the Czech athletes competing there. In the weeks following on from that, a couple of things have happened. First of all, the Czech ambassador to Beijing, Vyacheslav Grepel, has been summoned by the Chinese authorities to explain Mr. Topolánek's move. And secondly, the Chinese ambassador here has lodged a formal complaint with the Czech foreign ministry.
And what exactly were Beijing's concerns?
Well, quite simply that the Czech Republic had changed its official stance on Tibet and that it was now advocating Tibetan independence. But on Saturday, the foreign ministry said that this wasn't at all the case. It released a statement which said that Topolánek wore the badge to voice concerns about the state of human rights in the region. Zuzana Opletalova, who's the spokesperson for the Czech foreign ministry, said as well that China had accepted this reason and was happy with that. The foreign ministry also on Saturday really wanted to play down media reports that this had caused a diplomatic scandal or a diplomatic incident. They said that at the meetings of Czech and Chinese representatives, other things had been discussed as well as just this badge. But still, the media was speculating throughout the weekend that China remains worried about Mr. Topolánek and what he'll do when he actually visits Beijing. And Mr. Topolánek hasn't abated these fears by declining to comment on what he will do when he visits Beijing.
Thank you, Rose.